Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively here in Deep Pasquale's, or what I call the construction zone. Big city going up over here in East Baltimore, my neck of the woods, just south of Highland Town, where my 23 bus trips took me up to Jaeger's Music on Eastern Avenue, and where these guys were born, raised, ice skating in the rink that they're going to tear down. Pete Carinci joins me here. Darren Pachacco is here, the sausage king of Deep Pasquale's, out of East Baltimore. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs I'm giving away here in East Baltimore. Next week, I will have Candy Cane scratch-offs. My bag's going to smell like peppermint by the time I get to Costas and Dundalk with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock, as well as John Allen. Lots of folks going with us next week. Next Friday, we're going to be at Gertrude's with John Shields doing a Feast of the Seven. I'm doing a lot of fishes here and sausages. We'll be at Gertrude's at the BMA next Friday, and then Planet Fitness in Timonium on the 22nd. All of it brought to you by GBMC. I had a colonoscopy, Petey, 2 weeks ago. Precancerous polyps. Saved my life. I'm safe. I'm good. Go do it. GBMC there for delivering babies and doing all sorts of great things we'll be talking about into the new year, including me. And you know what? They tell me that sauerkraut for the stomach, you know, probiotic and all that stuff. I've been reading up on this. And when I eat sauerkraut during the holidays, and I dare I say this in the middle of an Italian institution in East Baltimore, I grew up with Polish people. You know, I mean, I grew up on Bank Street in Colgate and Dundalk. And my neighbors, I want to give a shout out to Stan Gibson. If you're familiar with Stanstock, Woodstock, big concert. Stanstock, big concert. Stanstock happens every September. It used to happen in Essex at the Riverwatch. It now happens at the Barrel House in Falston. And Stan Gibson's parents, Mr. Sam and Miss Gert, would always bring me Ostrowski's Polish sausage and sauerkraut in a giant crock pot. I'm talking 1976 when I'm a boy. 75. They were like our family, Stan's family, Stan Gibson's, which is why I support Stanstock. And Stan's been, you know, has had a lot of health challenges. He lives down in Ocean City. I love you, Stan. But his family introduced me to a holiday tradition that 50 years, 1975, 75. 50 years, I still honor that tradition. I have sauerkraut and kielbasa. And then I married a Polish girl who has, when I go to her house for Christmas, it's weird, man. All they do is eat pierogi. Like, literally, it's just a pierogi thing. And that's what they do. I'm like, where's the ham? Where's the vet? Nah, pierogi. And I'm like, okay.
Gwompkies.
No gwompki. They don't do gwompki on a holiday. That's a different holiday. No, I don't know. So I married a Polish girl, and swear to God, she gets Ostrowski sausage, and she freezes it, and she takes it up every year until I'm about to change things here because Darren's trying to. But it's such a tradition for the holidays for me in East Baltimore. And you guys were Italian, but nothing but Polish people too, right?
My daughter's married to a guy from Poland, born in Poland. So when we get together for Christmas, we have a little bit of their tradition. And then we have the Italian.
That's perfect, man. So. I had East Baltimore tradition. The cops came and everybody got drunk.
That's
hilarious. That was part of my. Darren's here. Let's go through sausage here because we're going to do holidays. We're going to do Feast of the Seven Fishes. You have some really – let me hold these up for everybody to see. These are the links, and we're going to cut these up. What are these? Because we're going to get to the kielbasa in a minute. But you have some specialty holiday sausage here, right?
Yes. So what I brought out this morning was my kielbasa, Polish kielbasa, which I think is exceptional. I have the provolone and parsley, which is phenomenal. I have the jalapeno and cheddar, which is phenomenal.
Is that sage? What is that? There's a third one here. What's the other one?
The third one is mild jalapeno and cheddar, provolone and parsley.
Oh, this is just a regular then?
Yes. That's just your basic regular mild chain.
It ain't basic. It's Italian. It's
you got to have that.
That's what's in my wife's sausage and lentil soup. That's what I bought.
So it looks like we got here is the mild Italian. Here's the provolone and parsley, and over here is my new one, jalapeno and cheddar.
All right.
And, of course, the Polish kielbasa.
Well, I'm going to get after this Polish kielbasa right now. I'm going
to
get a fork.
And I want you to taste that.
So, for me, this, I've never, and I told him this before you came here. By the way, Pete Carinci's here, Darren's here, we're at Deep Pasquale's. I've never had the Ostrowski's Polish kielbasa without sauerkraut.
Oh, really?
I just, I wouldn't get a. I would get like a bratwurst.
Kierenski's got to try a piece.
But
too.
I've never had kielbasa. You don't do kielbasa. Okay.
No,
all right.
No kielbasa.
All right. Pitch got some dietary restrictions. He's a little older.
I hear him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's delicious, Jared.
Like I said, it's very good. I like mine better than a Strowski.
You know what I want with that? I want some peppers and onions with that.
You know what? I'm just going to come straight out and say it. I'm going to stop being real nice and sugar-coated.
Oh, here we
everything.
Go. East Baltimore's coming out now.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. Mine is better than a Strowski.
Oh, pretty good.
There you go.
I can't stop eating it.
Mine is better.
Well, you got to let Nasty eat both
of them.
Yeah,
that's what Nasty
I've never
thinks.
Had theirs without sauerkraut, so right. I wouldn't know. And I would never know what this would taste like because I would take this home right now and I grind it all up, stick it in the crock pot, dump my sauerkraut in there, come back a day later, and it'd be all ground up and delicious. And you know what makes it even better? 3 days after Christmas when I reheat it, because when you put the sauerkraut, and I have a lot of experience with this, you put the sauerkraut in the microwave, it pops like popcorn.
Pops.
Well, and then
boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
And you're giving it a day or two more for the flavor to settle.
Right. I'm done with it. Put that over there.
What
I'm going to put
you,
that. It's delicious. It's delicious.
That's
but I want to get after. You've been bragging about
that?
This provolone.
All right. So you like the Polish kielbasa.
I love it.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
How many? I mean, you brought five links that I can't eat.
Yeah,
right
I need,
so
I,
what is this one here? Is this a jalapeno?
That one is.
Is that sage? What is that in there? I'm going to eat
cut it.
It
open.
I don't
that's
care.
The
I'm just going to eat it. No, that's not the regular. It's regular.
That's the provolone and parsley.
Oh, this is the one I've been waiting to try.
Provolone and parsley.
That's no this, offense to kielbasa. I'm going to eat plenty of that for
this
the holidays.
This is special.
That's cheesy. That's cheesy.
Let's cut it up, Nestor.
That's cheesy. All right.
Petey Quincy's got to try it.
All right.
No,
you
not
can't.
Trying.
You can't.
Oh,
you
come
can't.
On
I'm
now,
getting
Petey.
The regular.
You can't
I mean the
do
regular.
It. You can't
I've already
do it.
Ate the other. I've already
you can't
been.
Can't do it. You
I've
can't
ate
do
all
it.
The sausages here before.
All right. So tell everybody where your sausages are also restaurants that they're in because I want to plug that for
that's
you.
That's so good.
That what's is
the,
really good.
What's the regular?
Now, is this the jalapeno? That's going to be spicy?
That is the jalapeno and cheddar. No, this is the jalapeno and cheddar.
No, this is a mild, man. Come on, man. No, I thought you knew something about the sausage you made. How are you doing? This is Italian.
Give me that knife, Nestor.
Yeah, take the knife. Please.
Come on, man.
Take
you're the king.
Knife.
You're the king.
Petey, let's talk World Cup.
Let's get the. He's the king. He should be telling us what they are.
Well, my mouth's full. You got to talk. World Cup. Where are you on all of it? Coming to America? Are
excited.
You? You're excited.
Excited. I mean, it's such a world event. I worked the last time it was here. I was, you know, on the field in the dugouts.
94. RFK Stadium.
RFK. Mm-hmm. I was covering every game. I was actually on the field, like I said, in the Italy locker room. It was a dream of a lifetime, to be honest with you. And now that it's coming back.
And you're going
to
live through it again.
Unfortunately, it won't
that
be.
That was a spicy one, dude. That's a spicy one over there.
That's a jalapeno
that's
cheddar.
A jalapeno. Hey, get that away. That's too spicy for me. That's all right. I love you, but I can't eat that. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, it won't be in D.C.
And the closest it'll well, give me your feelings on that. Because
I think
look, man, I'm not going to out anybody, but the committee was supposed to meet me at Sláinte the day after it happened. They stood me up, and to me, that's as unforgivable as Mark Andrews, you know, walking off the podium. I mean, you just don't do that. I'm wearing the – I looked for I had a scarf. I had a Baltimore scarf, a World Cup 26 scarf. I was going to wear it today. I couldn't find it. I was really disappointed. You know, I was down at Fells Point when the announcement happened, and now that it's getting closer, I don't know what – I mean, they're so corrupt. I mean, I just – so giving Trump a medal, I mean, they're just – outrageously corrupt, and that's a hard wall for me to climb in regard to how much I love the sport and your involvement and the world's involvement, how much the world loves it. But it's corrupt as hell, Pete, and how much they want for the tickets and where it's going to be and what they're trying to do to, you know, and look, Trump's done everything to kill tourism in the country, so now we're going to invite immigrants, invite other people to the country. It's not the dream that I had, right? I mean, for Baltimore, for Washington, for where we are, it's. Are you going to go to Philly? Are you going to go to some matches or not?
I'll go. Yeah, I'll go anywhere to watch a game.
Are you going to follow it? What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to try to get tickets to wherever.
Wherever you're going to go to games.
Houston,
Jersey,
Philly, New York. I mean,
you're going to stop everything and go. You're in.
Yeah, I'm in. I got to go. documents here. I've watched it since I was 11 years old.
So here's what I'm asking you, as a guy who's been a champion, a guy who's coached UMBC, been a Final Four, what's important to you about the World Cup next year? That America looks good, that America plays good, that you get to go to a certain team. Like, what? Now that that it's set, you can look at the whole grid and say, all right, I want to see this team play or that team play, and I'm going to go here or go there. What's your 50,000-foot view on the tournament itself? Well, American team looks.
I mean, that's an interesting question because there's more teams than ever. I don't have – I'm short of Italy getting in, which we're still waiting to see. United States is my team. And, you know, I'd love to just watch the greatest sports spectacle in the world. It's going to be in our country, and I like to go see it. And being involved with it since I was a little kid. Since birth, clearly, being here the last time and working in it, it was a dream come true. And, you know, if there's a game in Philadelphia and I can get tickets, I'm going to ride up. I'm not going to miss it.
See, that's the thing for me with a lot of
these. Just being there is a whole.
I went to the World Cup in 06, as you know. I was at the U.S.-Italy game in Kaiserslautern. The McBride game. I was at that game, right? Got video from there and volare.
So what did you think?
Whoa. I mean, it was memorable. I mean, I'm sitting here singing the songs they were singing in the stadium. I remember it was an old stadium. Hitler gave speeches in that stadium. It's on a hill at the top of Kaiserslautern and the Rhineland in the southern part of Germany. The stadium looks like it was built. It looked like Lambeau Field or Soldier Field looked 40, 50 years ago. And I went up, and, you know, there were 1,500 U.S. people and 45,000 Italians because they drove across the border. So it was an Italian home game. We played them to a draw. They wound up winning the cup, right? Because you claim Italy. But, I love the world. I traveled across the world to go to the World Cup, you know. Now that it's coming here and 20 years later.
So why are you not excited?
Because I think tickets in Philadelphia are going to be $650 to see Morocco play Saudi Arabia. You know, like,
then you're not going to go.
I'm not going to go. So I'm asking you what the tolerance is to get in a car and go to Philadelphia to see two teams play. Is that a $300 day, $600 day? Because they're charging Super Bowl prices for every match,
depends,
right?
It all depends who I'm going to go see.
Right.
It's the market.
What do you want to see?
I want to see the big name teams.
You want to see Brazil play. You see Argentina play.
I want to see the Argentinas. I want to see the Portugals. I want to see Italy. I just want to see the whole pageantry of the tournament. It's an unbelievable atmosphere at these games. And you've been there. I've been there. Most Americans, it's our Super Bowl, and it's a Super Bowl, as they say.
It's beyond a Super Bowl.
It's a Super Bowl every day while the World Cup tournament's here. So it's an amazing, amazing thing to watch and to be involved in.
It's the biggest sport in the world.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to overpay for it. I'm not going to hopefully I'm not going to overpay.
That's my thing. It's such a gouge, right? It's such a scam, and it's so corrupt. They're playing these games in Qatar the last time around. Come on now, you know, let's cut through what's real and what's not real about it. But that being said, Darren Pacheco here and Pete Carinci were deepest qualities of meat and sausage, but I've been doing radio in this city 34, almost 35 years. So I go back to 94 in the first World Cup here. I go back to 98, 02, 06. I go back to 02 when you and I closed down Racer's Bar at 3 o'clock in the morning to play Poland, to play Germany. We had the Mexican group right down here, six blocks away from here. We were down at the Kiss Cafe at 4 o'clock in the morning. All the kids came down from Mexico with the flags, right? I'm in my pajamas and my uncle's. This is 23 years ago. I got pictures of all of this. And all of these years, all the years you coached UMBC, you literally, along with Billy Ronson, along with Kevin Healy, along with Kenny Cooper, just people that have been on my show that have been World Cup. I mean, in 2006 and in 2010, you would come into the studio 3 days a week And we were doing full analysis in June of 10. And then my wife gets cancer in the middle of the tournament in 14. And Germany winds up winning the cup in the middle of it while she's getting a transplant from a German kid.
I remember that.
So we saw the World Cup in Germany. So I've got, I mean, I'll make the hair on the back of my neck stand up with what it means to me and to be talking to you about it and how you and I got in a limo and went up to see the Blast win a championship in Philadelphia together.
And you told me you were getting married.
So as much as I'm, like, being, like, upset about the World Cup, if Brazil is playing Japan in Philly,
you're going to
and you got
there.
Two tickets and they're $225 a piece, and I can afford it.
You're going.
You and I will go up and go to a match because I love you. I love soccer. I love the World Cup. But like on the outside looking in, I ain't on my internet trying to buy $800 tickets for some match between Poland and
well, you've also
East
been
Jesus
there before. You've also been there before, so you don't need to go. And
I'm also going to sit at home and watch it on television. Yeah. It's going to be the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And you're going to come in the studio. We're going to do soccer. Yeah, we're going to do it. But right now, I'm a little bitter. Baltimore didn't get it. Washington didn't get it. They're corrupt. I mean, I know all of that. But once the tournament starts, it's the beautiful game. And like, it's like the Olympics. It's the most corrupt thing in the world. But like, once it comes on, my wife sits there and she's like, "Oh, this girl grew up in broken pelvis, Montana. She's been ice skating since she's three." And you know, I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
Well, it's also not. For you,
has
right?
Sausage.
For you, you've already been there. You've done that.
Nah, it's not even like
so,
that.
So, I mean, you asked me.
Been
the World
there and done that. It's different if it's $600 to get in Philly. Nobody else is going to be there and done that either.
They're gouging
people.
That stadium will be packed, sold out, as you know. I mean, they're going to have people all over the world who want to get in that stadium. There's people in Philly, people all in that whole region.
I like that cheddar, by the way. Go ahead.
You like that cheddar?
All right, so.
It's provolone. It's not cheddar. It's provolone.
What do you think of the provolone part?
Provolone's my favorite.
Pretty good. Denimals, you're basically good.
What's he laughing at?
Hey, the owner.
We got Joey here.
The owner is here.
That's fine. I want to bring him over.
We got my boss man here. I'm going to get him in here.
Oh, well, you have to get your headset.
Now, I got to go back.
When he comes, you go.
I got to go back to something, Nestor. The jalapeno cheddar is just a little too much for you. Now, for people that like jalapeno a little bit of hot, what do you think of the jalapeno and cheddar?
I'm going to be really honest with you. And this is just
I want you to be brutally honest.
Brutally honest. The Italian's still the best.
Yes.
Kielbasa number two.
Yes.
I like the cheddar. And the hot's just
well,
it's,
the cheddar,
it's delicious.
The
it's
cheddar the cheddar is the jalapeno and cheddar.
I like the provolone.
You're talking about the provolone and parsley.
Provolone. I like the provolone.
All right. So I got your approval. Now, how about people that like
hot? You know how good your sausage is, Darren. You don't need my approval.
Yeah, I appreciate it. By the way, Nestor.
Your ego's big enough.
By the way, Nestor.
Every restaurant in the city's using your sausage.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
Well, it's true.
Best in the country.
Every decent restaurant's using your sausage.
I think I'm the best in the country.
My wife uses your sausage.
And I appreciate that. Nestor, who's been with you since day one?
Pete Carinci.
Besides Pete Carinci.
You?
Me, when I was skinny.
Yeah. He used to deliver sausage over to the radio station. He'd bring these boxes.
I used to go up there at his place.
He would bring 80 sausages to the radio station.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Haney takes six home. And you know,
Bob Haney.
People, everybody take sausage home. It was like a parting gift, raw sausage.
Well, he's a good-hearted guy.
He's a good man. Yeah, all right, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to bring Joe, Dom. Somebody's going to come back here. We're going to talk some more soccer. Darren, I love you. Hey, man, I'm going to have your kielbasa in my – I'm leaving here today – with your kielbasa. Okay. This is my first Christmas where your kielbasa is going to be in my sauerkraut.
Oh, that's a big thing.
It's a big thing. It's huge.
That's huge.
Well, it's also huge after my colonoscopy, too, because I got to eat more sauerkraut.
That's right. There you go.
Pete's going to stay. We're going to talk some more soccer. And, by the way, you're not the most famous Pete in town anymore. Now Pete Angelo's
died. Alonso.
Pete Alonso is going to be.
How about that? How about that signing?
He's going to be the biggest Pete in town.
Did you like that signing?
Let's talk about that.
He
when we
loved
come back.
That
we're
signing.
We're talking
like
about
that.
This.
Gotta love that.
You know,
that signing.
Luke loved that signing. I like that signing. We're going to come back talking.
All right.
All right. So Feast of the Seven Fishes is going on at El Forno. We have seven different fishes here. We're going to come back talk Feast of the Seven Fishes with Don.
I'm signing out. Nice seeing you.
Can I host my show? God, I lose control of the show when I'm here with him.
Busy. I got to get going.
You're an executive producer.
And you're coming back with Joey, right? Joey
DiPasquale. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've lost control here. I'm giving Raven scratch-offs away. I'm in the sun here. I feel like superstar Billy Graham. It's sun's in my eyes. It's all brought to you by our friends at GBMC who helped save my life a couple weeks ago. They can help save yours, too. But you gotta get in. You got to submit to the doctor thing, which has been harder for me at 57. But it has not been hard for me to submit to the sausage thing. We're here at Deep Pasquale's. Back for more, we are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive and positively in Canton and positively eating too much for the holidays. I haven't even gotten to the cookies. I've been staring at them.